I love that ending. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. You're listening to the show that comes from a free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. And my name's Paul Trenwith. I'm the host, and I hope you're going to join me for the next hour and listen to some bluegrass music. And that track sort of sets the theme for what we're doing today, and that's pre-1970 bluegrass, the sort of music that was around when I started playing. So what I would have been able to find if I was starting playing in 1970. And that was a tune recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1969. And the tune was called Rosewood Ramble. It was an instrumental that I wrote, and the banjo I had was a Gibson RB100, and the neck was rosewood. So the neck, the name came from sort of rambling around the neck of the banjo. So we're going to find out what bluegrass music was around then, and we can't get any better than going back to Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys in 1946. And here he is singing with Lester Flatt, "Will You Be Loving Another Man?" And then with his band again, singing Molly and Tim Brooks.
Now love me, little darling, when I'm in some other land. And you know I can't be with you. How will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? How will you be loving another man? Now don't be crying on my shoulder and telling me that love is grand. And before I'm out of sight, dear, then be loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? How will you be loving another man? Now if I find this to be true, dear, I want you to please understand. When I return, don't say you're sorry, just keep on loving another man. Will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? How will you be loving another man? Will you be loving another man? When I return, will you be waiting? Or will you be loving another man?
Was a big bay horse, he rode a shaggy mane. He ran all around Memphis, he beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, beat the Memphis train. Tin Brooks said to Molly, "What made you head so red? Run in the hot sun. Molly said, Tin Brooks, you're looking mighty squirrel. Tin Brooks said to Molly, I'm leaving this old world. Leaving this old world, oh Lord, leaving this old world. Out in California, where Molly done as she please. Come back to old Kentucky, got beat with all these. Beat with all these, oh Lord, beat with all these. The women's all a-laughing, the children all a-crying. Men's all a-hollering, old Tin Brooks a-flying. Old Tin Brooks a-flying, oh Lord, old Tin Brooks a-flying.
Well, that was the dynamic sound of this new bluegrass music, and you listen to that now, and it set the pattern for so much bluegrass music over the years since those recordings in 1946. They were all the light and shades there, the driving banjo, the pulsating band, the driving mandolin, the blend of the harmonies, just magic. And that was the music that I came to love. Bluegrass music has benefited over the years by having it brought to notice in movies and things like that. And everyone will know the effect that Bonnie and Clyde had on the bluegrass scene, because it used Earl Scruggs' Foggy Mountain Breakdown in there. And the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou really highlighted some old time and early bluegrass music. And there's a film called Deliverance, which highlighted a tune called Dueling Banjos, it was at the time, and they originally marketed that as being a traditional tune. But of course, it was written by Arthur Smith, and Don Reno and Arthur Smith worked together in the early 1950s as a stunning musical duet. And Arthur Smith is a very talented man. Everyone knows his guitar boogie, certainly in New Zealand. Most guitarists start learning that lick on guitar. Well, he wrote Feuding Banjos. Arthur Smith played a 4-string banjo and Don Reno played a 5-string banjo, and they came up with some magic music. So we're going to listen now to Feuding Banjos, 1955. This is the way it came out. Listen to Arthur Smith's great playing on the 4-string banjo. I first heard this tune done by the Dillards live in that album, and just about every bluegrass band's touched it since then. But here is the original, Feuding Banjos.
Thank you.
wasn't that great? Some really nice fast picking in there. And that was a tune that people like the Dillards picked up, and they thought, oh, we can do this in our bluegrass band. And it's become a bluegrass standard ever since. There were lots of duet groups around, lots of brother groups around. Jim and Jesse is one of them. Fine band of two brothers, and from Virginia. Jim played guitar and sang the tenor harmony. Jesse played mandolin and sang the lead. And this is a 93 recording of Air Mail Special. Let's listen to Jim and Jesse.
New York this morning early, stacked with mail so wide and high, sailing through the wide blue yonder, hit that airmail special on the fly. Listen to the motors humming, see her streaking through the sky. Like a bird that's flying homeward, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over plain and high top mountain, over rivers deep and wide, like a mighty galleon for you, it's that airmail special on the fly. Over clouds dark and stormy, over rugged peaks so high, hurrying mail to California, it's that airmail special on the fly.
Oh, they were doing some great bluegrass music, and that was the sort of stuff that was around when I was looking to find bluegrass music to play. The pattern had already been set. That was in the early 1950s, and the music already had its format and the layout. What you had to do, you just had to learn the songs. An album that was very influential on me in my early days and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was an album called Bluegrass Taylor Made, and it was billed as Earl Taylor and the Bluegrass Mountaineers. The band was really Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys, and they were a Baltimore-based, traditionally oriented bluegrass band, and had Earl Taylor singing mandolin, lead and tenor vocals, Jim McCall on guitar, lead vocals, Walter Hensley on banjo, Vernon McIntyre on bass, and Benny Martin on fiddle. I've selected a track from that album called We Live in Two Different Worlds, Dear. This was recorded in 1964.
Everyone here tried to warn me that you were playing a game. I told them all we were meant for each other. I thought our worlds were the same. We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart. You built a world out of vows that were broken. I built a world in my heart. If you stay over in your world, oh, how my poor heart would burn. But someday when all of your memories wander, won't you come over in mine? We live in two different worlds, dear, that's why we're so far apart. You built a world out of vows that were broken, I built a world in my heart. You built a world out of vows that were broken. I built a world in my heart.
You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we're doing pre-1970 bluegrass music, the sort of music that was around when I was learning to play. And I hope you're enjoying it. That was 1964, We Live in Two Different Worlds, from Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys. We're going to play what was happening in New York. Lots of music took place there, very active music scene, and there was a bluegrass band, of course, and they had a totally different take on bluegrass music from some of the Southern boys. The Greenbrier Boys, Ralph Rinsler on mandolin and vocals, John Held on guitar and vocals, Bob Yellen on banjo and vocals, Eric Weisberg on bass, and all well-known names. Eric Weisberg came to fame for his playing of that dueling banjos out of the movie that I played Don Reno's version of just before. And Ralph Rinsler, of course, after this recording, took over being manager for Bill Monroe and brought Bill Monroe's music really into the forefront of the bluegrass scene. A very important character in bluegrass music. And I heard him speak at 1971 at Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Festival, and a most eloquent speaker, and really wonderful to listen to. So anyway, Ralph Rinsler's playing mandolin on this recording, and I've selected a track called I Cried Again. That I must throw your things away. That was the Greenbrier Boys from New York, and the album was called Ragged But Right, and they did all sorts of things on that album, sort of old folk tunes and old jazz tunes, a little bit of sounded like jug music, really, and some bluegrass music. But that was what was happening in the 1960s, and they were the influences that affected the way that I learned my music in the 1960s, 1970s. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Big hello to all the Access radio stations that are catching this program via the airwaves throughout New Zealand, and the Access radio stations in Canada. Hello up there. We're in the midst of a long summery drought down here, which is not usual for us. We just about always have rain, and we haven't had rain for about 40 days, and it's really affecting the pasture around there. But I guess you're in the middle of winter, so I hope this finds you well and enjoying your music. People on Bluegrass Planet Radio too, thanks very much for listening, and I appreciate your comments. That's really good. All the people listening on podcast sources, Spotify and that, thank you for downloading and listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Whether you listen closely or have it playing in the background when you're driving somewhere, or just in the background while you're working it, doesn't worry me. I just like hearing bluegrass music, and I hope you do too. Vernon Ray were known, very well known in the bluegrass music scene in San Francisco in 1968. They were quite influential on many of the musicians that are playing bluegrass today. The band was Vern Williams on mandolin and vocals, Ray Park on guitar and fiddle and vocals. Herb Peterson, a very young Herb Peterson, played banjo and sang with them, and Howard Courtney was playing bass. And I'd like to play you something that was recorded live in San Francisco. The quality of the actual recording is fairly ordinary, but I think you'll get the gist of it. We're used to that in bluegrass music, unfortunately, aren't we? Okay, here's Vernon Ray in San Francisco, 1968.
I'd like to introduce the boys to you. On my back here, you'll see Mr. Herb Peterson, the boy who comes from Berkeley. Think about Herb. Laverne Williams over here from Bullfrog Valley, Arkansas.
All right.
Mr. Howard Courtney, he worked with us down in Los Angeles at the Ash Grove. And, of course, he plays a little different type of music. Now he's kind of changed his style, looks, and so forth. But he's a real nice kid, and we like him.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
We'd like to do you a little thing.
And this guy right here, this is Ray Park.
My name's Ray Parks. Thank you. Here's the thing that I wrote, oh, I don't know how long ago. We've done several times around over the country. A little thing called, How Many Times Must We Fight? And it goes like this.
How many times must we fight? It goes on till past midnight, day after day, night after night. How many times must we fight?
You always say that I'm to blame, but you should hang your head.
that was Vern and Ray in San Francisco in 1968. Now, at the same time, over the other side of the country, you had groups like the Osborne Brothers, who were real trendsetters in contemporary bluegrass sounds. They were very well versed in the regular and what you might call standard bluegrass sounds, but they were part of the Grand Ole Opry. They were playing in all the country shows that went around, and they found that, you know, working around one microphone after following a country band that was fully electrified was pretty hard work, and the whole sound dropped away and the audience got bored. So they just matched what the country bands around them were doing and amplified their instruments, or made it so that you could always hear a banjo. Made the sound man's job a whole lot easier, and their vocals, of course, were always outstanding. And I know when I first heard the Osborne Brothers playing their contemporary bluegrass, let's call it, I was just amazed at how smooth a sound they got and how good their picking was, featuring Bobby Osborne singing, playing mandolin, Sonny Osborne doing harmony and playing some great banjo licks, Ronnie Reno on bass, and Dale Sled on guitar. They had the smoothest vocal sound. This is from an album called Up to Date and Down to Earth, about 1969. And I remember hearing this and thinking, wow, here they are doing a song called Flying South.
Summer's gone and winter time's a-coming, and where I am ain't where I want to be. I can hear my southern home a-calling, it's calling out the old wild goose in me.
Flying, flying south to Dixie, Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
Staying ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose, and tomorrow I'll be flying south and home. Got kissing kin down in Kentucky, I got lots of aunts in Alabama. Mama's waiting down in Mississippi, and sis and Caroline's a honey lamb.
Grandma and grandpa's down in Georgia, and my sweetheart's down in Tennessee.
There's a little part of all the South and in my heart, and honey, in the South is where I want to be.
Flying, flying south to Dixie, Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
Staying ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose, and tomorrow I'll be flying south and home.
Flying, flying south to Dixie, Lord, I've been so lonesome and alone.
Staying ain't no use because my heart's an old wild goose, and tomorrow I'll be flying south and home.
Oh, the Osborne Brothers were just a great band, and they had a big influence on our music. I don't think we ever quite sounded like the Osborne Brothers, but we appreciated the way that they played and did lots of their songs like Roll Money River and Bluegrass Express, which have really become an integral part of the bluegrass repertoire today. So there's been some great stuff going on. Meanwhile, you might have found an old Flat and Scruggs album, and they always did some good stuff and some great gospel tunes. One of the bands at our recent Kiwigrass Festival, Bluegrass Parkway, are real fans of the early bluegrass, and I saw them doing this song in the gospel show, I think it was, from Flat and Scruggs. It's Get in Line, Brother.
Sinners, don't you want to go? For some days coming back again, you know. If they're wrong and right, and you'll be lost in sin.
Get in line, brother,
he will take you in. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Oh, listen to me, Satan, I have righted that wrong. Got a one-way ticket and I'm going home. I got no worries as I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. If I could tell you, brother, just how I feel, then I'm sure you'd know the love of God is real. Then you'd be praying while I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong. Then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home.
Classic bluegrass gospel and set the pattern for so much music over the years. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm going over mostly pre-1970s bluegrass music and the things that influenced me in my early days and lots of other musicians who started playing in the 1960s. We had to hunt around to find the bluegrass music that we could get. I know in New Zealand it was a real challenge. We got our music through county sales, originally in New York. They later moved down to Roanoke, Virginia. And we'd get the catalogue, we'd order the albums, and 3 months later they'd arrive in the mail. Took about that long to get out there. Sometimes the albums were warped and were unplayable. Sometimes we could flatten them out and play them on my old record player. And sometimes they just sent a replacement, which took another 3 months to get there. And but we built up a collection of bluegrass music and were constantly amazed by the different sounds that the bands came up with. All based on banjos, fiddle, mandolins, guitars, vocals, three-part harmony, two-part harmony, four-part harmony, all those sorts of things. But just the way the music was put together was a constant intrigue to us. We're going to listen to some music that was around then. I hadn't heard them, but the Kentucky Colonels, featuring Roland White, Clarence White, and Billy Ray Latham and Roger Bush. And I have an album here that was recorded at the Newport Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island, in July 1964. And plenty of music happening. These young white boys were very good musicians, and they stunned most people that saw them play. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this album. Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone, which is a great bluegrass song. And then Long Journey Home. Here are the Kentucky Colonels, or as you'd probably call them today, the White Brothers. Playing some bluegrass live at Newport Folk Festival.
Here's kind of a newer song in the bluegrass field, one by Jimmy Martin called Ain't Nobody Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone.
On my headstone, there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Once I had a little sweetheart on a journey. We planned the day that she would be my own.
these words upon my headstone. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that's Kentucky Colonels, the White Brothers, playing some bluegrass music live at Newport Folk Festival. And they stuck to a very traditional repertoire, really. Whether that was specifically for the folk festival or whether that was just what they did, I'll never know. But when I heard the music of Emerson and Waldron, Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron, New Shades of Grass, coming out of Washington, D.C., they became my favourite group. This is a 1968 recording on Rebel, and I was just amazed at how they did things. And they really influenced the way that we looked at bluegrass music. We realised that you could take songs from all sorts of sources and put them into a bluegrass style, and you played nice and clear. I loved Bill Emerson's playing. He always spoke very clearly on the banjo and just interpreted the tunes. Both traditional and tunes that he wrote himself were very good. Huge influence on my playing. I sat down and talked banjos with Bill once in 1971, and it was a great time. He was very generous with his time and talking to me and playing and showing me things, and it was just wonderful. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this album. The first one is, as I was saying, the way you interpret songs, and this is a song called If I Were a Carpenter. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band eventually did this song, and then the next tune they called Fast Freight, but it really is a banjo version of Freight Train, and this is Emerson and Waldron, 1968, from the album New Shades of Grass.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the parts I made, following behind me?
Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow. I've given you my holiness, come give me your tomorrow. Thank you.
answer me, yes I would. I'd put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss that pretty dress and the soft shoes shining?
Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow. I've given you my loneliness, come give me your tomorrow.
Work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Tell me, yes I would, I'd put you above me. If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow. I've given you my loneliness, come give me your tomorrow.
Just love the banjo playing of Bill Emerson, so clear and yet still very expressive. And also on that album, as well as Cliff Waldron playing guitar, John Duffy played some mandolin, and Garland Alderman also played some mandolin. Bill Poffenberger was playing the fiddle on that track, and Tom Gray was playing the bass on those tracks that you heard. Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, New Shades of Grass, very influential album. Now, I was fortunate enough in the early days of our bluegrass music career in New Zealand, as we had the National Banjo Pickers Conventions, which were really like big folk festivals. And the promoters of those brought out Mike Seeger, who was a very influential musician on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. He taught us a lot about playing bluegrass music. And also Bill Clifton. I always enjoyed the music of Bill Clifton. By that time, late 1960s, I had a couple of albums of his. I recognised that he was one of the traditionalists of bluegrass music, and he had a wonderful source of songs as well as a very appealing style of singing. And he came out in 1970 to New Zealand and played some music, and we recorded an album with him. We were very privileged to do that. He's a fine gentleman, very, very gracious, and just lovely to work with. And we did some tracks. So I'm going to play a track from the album. It's called Two Shades of Bluegrass. I was just talking about Emerson and Waldron with the new Shades of Grass. The Bill Clifton album with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band is called Two Shades of Bluegrass, and it was on the Kiwi Pacific label. And we did a great song that came from the singing of Ernest Tubb called Blue Eyed Elaine. And this is Bill singing, backed by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and the harmony done by Alan Rhodes, who's still the lead male singer in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's Bill Clifton with Blue Eyed Elaine.
Side by side we'll roll along, sweetheart, you and I. And to you I'll sing the song as the years go passing by. Times may be good or they may be bad, but you never frown. I couldn't find a sweeter pal if I searched this world around.
Blue-eyed Elaine, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same no matter where you go. We'll travel here, we'll travel there, and we'll never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed Elaine, and I'll be your sweetheart. But we'll just keep traveling on with our heads held so high. And when I gaze into your eyes, your heart and soul I'll claim. Then you'll know the reason why I love you, Blue-Eyed Elaine. Blue-Eyed Elaine, you're the sweetest thing, and I love you so. And you'll always be the same no matter where you go. We'll travel here, we'll travel there, and we'll never part. You'll always be my blue-eyed Elaine, and I'll be your sweetheart.
Bill Clifton with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That was recorded in 1970. Still a few events happening around Hamilton, New Zealand. If you are one of the locals who are listening to the radio show, the Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of the month. March the 13th will be the next one. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month in Hamilton. Next one is on the 23rd of February. That's this coming weekend. So if you're listening to the show tonight, could come along and see some real live bluegrass music. But that's always on the fourth Sunday of the month, Back Porch Bluegrass, now at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club headquarters. Of course, you can listen to all the podcasts you like. Go to them, just type in Back Porch Bluegrass and they'll come up and your choices. My all-time favourite group would probably have to be the Stanley Brothers. I really enjoy their music, and can't think of a better way to finish the show than to go out with them doing a 1949 recording, The Angels Are Singing in Heaven Tonight. Carter Stanley on lead guitar and vocals, Ralph Stanley on tenor, vocals and banjo, Pee-wee Lambert on the high baritone and mandolin, James Hughes or Jay Hughes on bass, and Bobby Sumner on fiddle. The Angels Are Singing. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed my pre-1970 ramble to find out what was around then.
sweetheart, I recall the day I first met you. I wonder if you remember the same. We talked all the love we had for each other and long for the day we changed your sweet name.
Oh, I can still hear your voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing in heaven tonight.
As the years passed away, we cherished each other. No worries or cares to darken our way. From our little home up in the Clinch Mountains, the Savior came down and called you one day.
Oh, I can still hear your voice in the evening. I see your sweet face, your blue eyes so bright. God took you away and left me so lonely. The angels are singing.